James Frye's memoir, A Million Little Pieces, has now been replaced at the top of the Amazon.com bestseller list by the memoir Night by Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. The likely explanation is that Oprah Winfrey announced that Night is following A Million Little Pieces as a selection for her book club. A Million Little Pieces has been closely scrutinized in the press over the last couple of weeks. TheSmokingGun.com dug up documentation to challenge the facts of many of the stories the author tells about his own life. Commentator Peter Manceau says that Wiesel and Frye both offer lessons in the difference between facts and the truth.
On the surface, it's hard to imagine two more different books. One is a supposed work of nonfiction whose integrity is now in doubt. The other is a testimony whose truth is considered sacrosanct. Yet Elie Wiesel has also been dogged by questions of what marks the boundary between fact and fiction. It was only yesterday that the editors of Amazon.com announced they would change Knight's classification from novel to memoir. As nearly everyone who attended a high school English class knows, Knight recounts Wiesel's survival in two Nazi concentration camps. No one credible asserts that he has lied about being a Holocaust survivor, or that he has exaggerated his time spent in captivity. There are, however, reasonable questions raised by how he has chosen to tell his story. Let me be clear. I am not challenging the truthfulness of Knight. I'm merely suggesting it raises some of the same issues as A Million Little Pieces, simply by being a memoir. Knight is often described as Wiesel's first book, but it is actually his second. He wrote his first in Yiddish, an account of life in the camps he called Und die Welt hat geschwiegen, and the world remained silent, published 50 years ago when he was just 28 years old. Wiesel has explained the primary difference between these two books as one of length. I was more afraid of having said too much than too little, he writes in the preface to the newest edition of Night. He removed elements that were, quote, too personal, too private. He also translated the story into French, the language in which Night first appeared. But there are differences that go beyond what can be explained by the desire to be concise. When I read it a few years ago as a student of Yiddish, it struck me as angrier, earthier, and less concerned with religious mysteries than the Night I knew. Another curious change from one book to the next occurs in the final pages. In the French and English versions of Night, Wiesel closes with the image of his face, skeletal from hunger, staring out from a mirror. In the Yiddish original, he goes one step further. He reaches out to the mirror and smashes it. So which was it? In all likelihood, both. This is not to say that one account is true and one is false. Rather, each ending is the result of the kind of narrative choices all writers make. We're on tricky ground here. When the Yiddish scholar Naomi Seidman made some of these points 10 years ago, she was attacked as a historical revisionist, as if examination of Holocaust literature was the same thing as Holocaust denial. According to her critics, there was truth at the heart of Night, and to question it was to question everything it had moved millions of readers to feel. When Oprah Winfrey defended A Million Little Pieces and its emotional truth, it was an expression of a similar concern. After all, to many readers, that's what matters, and perhaps to many writers as well. Having recently published a memoir myself, I know that it is a necessarily revisionist genre. Even for those of us who stick to the facts, the telling of one's own life requires questionable acts ranging from lies of omission to honest decisions to write one truth over another. I don't want to make too much of the comparison of Elie Wiesel and James Frye. What they have in common might be common to us all from time to time. A wish that life made sense the way stories make sense. A hope that a story could save the world, or even just ourselves, if only we could find the right words.
Peter Manceau is the author of the memoir Vows, the story of a priest, a nun, and their son.